because the most powerful of them, Melkor, falls from grace. He becomes the first and greatest Dark Lord. It's the Lucifer story. It's the Satan story from Christianity, and Tolkien is reworking it in here. And so whereas the other Valar are trying to fulfill the one God's purpose, Morgoth, his original name is Melkor, but Morgoth means black enemy of the world, and that's what he becomes named by the elves. He's trying to undo everything. He wants everything to be subservient to him. That sets up the continuing struggle throughout the Silmarillion and the Lord of the Rings. The presence of evil has marred the world from its beginning, and therefore it must be fought against by creatures with free will. One of the important images for Tolkien that's hinted at elusively in The Lord of the Rings, particularly in the drawing of the Moria Gate, and mentioned a few other times, are the two trees of Valinor. This was Tolkien's mythology that before there was a sun and a moon, there were these two beautiful glowing trees, one all of gold and one all of silver, and light poured off of them, and they mixed. So sometimes everything would be all silver light, and sometimes gold light, and sometimes they would blend together, sometimes they would both quiet down. These beautiful trees are beloved by all of the elves. Now, I should mention that the elves are where the trees are because the Valar, being afraid of the Dark Lord, have summoned the elves to the Blessed Land where they can keep an eye on them and keep track of them. But some of the elves didn't go. This is really important because it's how Tolkien solves one of the big problems in Germanic mythology. Remember when we talked about the Brothers Grimm and the collection of Germanic mythology, and there was this problem of elves. Why are elves sometimes thought to be evil? There's some material that says something about light elves and dark elves. And people assume that dark elves were evil and dark elves were dwarves. Tolkien wanted to solve this in a different way. He didn't want there to be any evil elves. And he thought it was kind of a bad scholarship to say, well, the dark elves must be the same as the dwarves when dwarves are mentioned in the same sentence. So instead, he said there were elves who went and lived under the light of the two trees, and those were the light elves, and those elves that never left Middle-earth were the dark elves. This becomes important later on because the light elves and the light elves think they're better than the dark elves, the dark elves don't, and it generates this whole long conflict between the different sorts of elves, and it's part of the wars that go on in Middle-earth. In Valinor, under the light of the two trees, is born the greatest of all the elves, Fëanor, whose name means spirit of fire. And Fëanor, as well as inventing writing and lots of other important things for the elves, and making the palantirs, those crystal balls, and inventing swords and so forth, Fëanor makes three jewels that contain the light of the trees. And they're called the Silmarils. They're the most beautiful things that anyone has ever made. And Tolkien took this idea of the Silmarils, not the jewels specifically, but of this really bright, beautiful thing that everybody wants from the Finnish legends of the Kalevala. There's something called the Sampo. Nobody really knows what the Sampo is, but everybody wants the Sampo. Well, Tolkien made this into the jewels of the Silmarils. And the Dark Lord, he covets those jewels so much. And so he makes an alliance with a giant evil spider, Shelob's great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother, called Ungoliant, and they sneak into Valinor under cover of magic darkness, they kill the two trees, and they steal the Silmarils.